Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Blue Jackets fans, your time is now.
That's an attention getter.
This is CBJ in 30, presented by Tel-Hio Credit Union. Find out more and open an account online at telhio.org.
Do it. Do it.
Now, here's your host. He may not be the biggest.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
But he's certainly the best.
I know he's got balls of steel, that guy.
Bob McGilligan.
And we were trying different things. And we were smoking funny things. Making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle. Not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Welcome to another off-season edition of CBJ in 30, presented by Tel-Hio Credit Union. I'm Bob McElligott. Today is the day that wraps up Blue Jackets development camp. It is always a big day because of the annual three-on-three tournament that comes at the end of camp. That is something that always draws people to the Ohio Health Ice House to watch the three-on-three tournament. It is like just one of those things that happens every summer now that I think that Blue Jackets fans have just gotten accustomed to and look forward to, and today is the day for you to come out and be a part of that. But today, it's going to take yet another step. Because today, it is no longer just a three-on-three tournament that is played at the end of development camp. No, it's all going to be part of a bigger party, a block party, if you will. Starting at 3 o'clock today, right on the McConnell... Starting at 3 o'clock today, right on the McConnell Plaza, which is next to the Big Lots box office at Nationwide Arena, there is a block party. Starts at 3, and it runs until 6. And the three-on-three tournament is all a part of that. Now, what is going to be part of this block party? What is going to make it so special? Well, fortunately, you have me, and I can tell you. There's going to be free activities there. There will be entertainment around the three-on-three tournament that will be taking place. The three-on-three begins at 4 o'clock, so the party starts an hour before the actual tournament starts. There's going to be interactive games, giveaways, music, the Blue Jackets mobile tour truck that's equipped with video games. That'll be there. There's hockey equipment you can try on. There's a replica locker room photo area. There'll be food. There'll be drink. And it's all right there outside Nationwide Arena. And that is the way that you wrap up development camp. You do so with a party. And it's a party that leads into the opening of free agency, which is going to be on Monday. But it's a big day today as we culminate this entire week of these young prospects coming in here, skating, learning some things, you know, learning how to cook, learning how to live like young adults, all those things. They've been learning all week. They get to actually have fun and let it all hang out with the three-on-three tournament. You get to come and have fun with the block party starting at 3 o'clock today. So I think it's going to be terrific. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It always is. I don't have to speculate on that. I know. I've been there. I know. It's going to be a great atmosphere today at the Ohio Health Ice House. So lots coming up. I'll talk more about what's happening today. Also talk about the schedule that was released on the last show I did a couple days ago. I told you we'd talk about the schedule. Didn't really get into it then. I will get into it today. But first, I want to start with a conversation that I had with two of the top prospects in this camp. Now, there are a lot of guys in this camp that you may never see again. They get invited. They come in for this development camp, and maybe they go to another organization. Maybe things don't work out for them, and they have to get a real job. Who knows? But then there are some that are surefire guys, and there are three surefire guys. I had one on the last show, Liam Foudy, who was last year's number one pick. But the two guys that I have today, one of them, well, you know them both well. If you're a dedicated fan, you know them both pretty well. But the one you know really well, because last year he came in at the end of the season, made his NHL debut at Madison Square Garden against the New York Rangers. It was the night that the Blue Jackets clinched a playoff spot. He then played in Ottawa in the next game, so he had two regular season games under his belt, and that qualified him for the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, he could have just come in and played in the playoffs, but hey, he played two regular season games. He was ready to play in that. And I'm talking about Alexander Texier, who not only scored in the regular season, but he also did so in the postseason. So Texier is somebody that is very familiar from what he did last year. Emil Bemström is a guy that is coming over here from Europe, and he has high expectations. Jarmo Kekäläinen has said his name over and over and over again. He's a guy that they think is a very talented winger, and the Blue Jackets are looking to potentially replace some talent on the wing. They feel that Bemström is one of the guys that can step up and bring a lot to this organization in just his very first year playing in North America. So I had a chance to catch up with both of those guys, who, by the way, happen to be staying together during this development camp. So they already have a good rapport between the two of them, and that was on full display when I sat down with them.
Alexander, let me start with you. You had the opportunity to come in here at the end of the year last year, make your NHL debut, playing some big games, playing playoff games. Just what did that whole experience do for you to get you ready for what is coming, starting with this development camp and moving into a main camp in September?
Yeah, I think it was great. You know, I know now how it is, and you know, but I don't like to look back. I'm gonna, you know, get ready for the training camp. That's the most important thing for me right now. I'm just training hard with the trainer, and you know, get my body ready for the training camp. And I wanna play in here next year. So you know, that's my goal, and you know, I'm gonna forget about last year, about the playoff. But you know, it's new season. But it was a great experience for me. You know, played in Finland, Cleveland, and here. So I know how it takes to be in this group, and you know, I'm just getting ready for next year.
You're not gonna forget about those goals you scored in the NHL, are you?
No, I'm not gonna forget about that. You know, especially the goal against Tampa. It was crazy. I don't realize, you know, the moment, because you're in, you know, so you don't think too much. But right now, it was really cool. You know, a lot of fun. So yeah, I was happy.
When you talk about the experience, those two series that you played in were different. And what was the experience of playing against Boston? And again, not to get you to look back on it in any way, except for the fact that, you know, that was more of a, they were bigger, physical, stronger. You know, how much did that show you the things that you have to do this summer to make sure that you're ready for the fall when it comes to the physical part of the game?
Yeah, I mean, it was, for me, to be honest, it was really hard against Boston. You know, I miss two summer, so yeah, but that's how it is. So I know how it is to play against those kind of team. You know, they play physical, so I need to, you know, work out on my, you know, get stronger, and I need to work on everything. But I think it was good points. I mean, you know, sometimes you have it's pretty hard time. It was against Boston for me, and you know, for the team too. So you know, just you know, getting ready for next one.
You've been here for a couple of weeks too, getting ready for this camp and just getting things together. How much easier does it make it to come in here, work with the staff here, and really not just have it explained to you what they're expecting, but to be able to go through things and sit down with the people that you're going to work with come September in training camp, just to get ready for the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. I know everybody here, so I feel a little bit you know, more confident. You know, my English is not that good, but I know every trainer, every coach is here. So, but it's kind of same thing for me. You know, I don't have I played a couple of games last year, but this is not, I mean, for me, this is nothing. You know, it's just a new season, new teammate, everything is new still for me. So, you know, just want to be at the training camp ready and, you know, do my best on the ice.
By the way, that English thing is not true. You're great. We just got that for the last couple of minutes. It's great. When you talk about new teammates, that is really a part of this development camp too, getting to know new teammates. And Emil Bemström is here, and you guys have been able to spend some time together. And I don't know that there's anybody coming into training camp with more outside expectations. And what I mean is that this management group has really talked you up about what you've done in Europe and what they think that you're going to be able to do in the National Hockey League. For you, is it tough to block that stuff out and just be you, or is it easy for you just to go out and do what you do?
I mean, I had a great year back in Sweden, and like Texter said, it's just all about to forget that season and start over, you know, new season next year, and try not to get to the team next year, and try to make a team.
you talk about playing in Sweden. You were playing amongst men there, you know, because sometimes that in both of you guys, you know, Alexander didn't doing the same thing before he came over to play in the American Hockey League. You know, playing in those leagues, how much, well, I guess you may find out, but how much you hope that has prepared you for being able to take the step to come in and not just in this camp, but later on be able to go up and hold your own against the NHL players?
I mean, Sweden is a good league, and playing against men is like, you know, it's good for me, you know, big buddies, you know. And I mean, if I played in the juniors last year, I wouldn't be here right now. So it's a good experience for me, and I hope I can bring my game back in an NHL too.
What is your game, in your opinion? What is your game? What's the best part about your game?
I mean, I have a good shot. I can skate. I'm probably an offensive guy, you know. I'm not that defense guy. So probably some offensive good stuff going on there.
Now, you talk about not being such a defensive guy. Alexander, when he's playing for John Tortorella, how much is he going to be told about playing a little bit of defense too?
I mean, you have to play defense, because if you don't play defense, you're not playing. So, you know, I think that's the role. And that's how it is in the NHL. You have to play defense first, and that's what I learned. I learned the most in this league. You have to play good defense first, and you know, after that you can do your thing in the offensive zone. But you know, that's the NHL. So you know, one mistakes, and you know, never know what's going on after. So you have to be ready for everything, and you have to, you know, do your best on the ice and play, you know, good defense, and you know, It's how it is, I think. Yeah,
absolutely. But let's talk about the offensive part of the game again here, Emil, because one thing that I saw that Jarmo said, I was reading that he said about you, is your strength on the power play. And this power play is one that struggled a lot during the last two seasons. It seemed like when it would come together, it was great, but then it would go away for long periods of time. How much do you enjoy playing on the power play and using the shot you were talking about?
I mean, I enjoyed it pretty good in Sweden. You know, I had some couple of good players. You know, Jakob Josefsson played in New Jersey, and he was the playmaker, so he made me some good sauces to me, and I just shot, you know. It was like empty net, like sometimes, but, you know, it's pretty hard to find the right spot to be on the left circle, so I did that pretty good last year, and I hope I can bring that into NHL too.
What are you hoping to do here in this? Well, you've been here working out, so then you've got this camp to go through. What things are you trying to do just to get yourself ready? Because it is that next camp for both of you guys. You know, this camp is kind of taking steps for that next camp that you know that you're going to be in and that you really want to compete in. So what kind of things are you looking to do here this week and through the summer to get you ready for September?
It's like Tech said, you know, I need to be stronger. I mean, I have to work out in the gym, and I mean, just be stronger and faster. I mean, in the NHL, it's, you know, it's much faster than back home in Sweden, and the guys are much stronger. So I got to be prepared for that. So,
you guys bonding at all a little bit here? Because, again, you two are both expected to be on the NHL roster. If everything works out, great, you're going to be there. So do you try to get together and form a little bit of a relationship now that you can use later on?
I hope so. I mean, we're pretty good friends now, so yeah, I hope so.
Who's taking care of who here? You taking care of him, he taking care of you, or is it shared?
Yeah, I take care of him because, you know, Swedish guy are a little bit weird sometimes, so, but I mean, he's a really good guy. He's my friend, so, you know, we're hang out, you know, we have some good dinner, and you know, so it's fun to be here with him, and we enjoy it more. You know, we work out in the morning at the gym, but in the afternoon we still have some fun, so it's really cool to be here. Yeah,
it'll be important for you guys, right? I mean, when you come into an NHL camp, you have some guys that have played in this league for a long time, and the guys that are kind of new to it have to stick together a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so. That's how it is. I mean, you don't want to be like the guy who's coming in and thinks he's the star, you know. So we got to be the small guys in the beginning, and let's see what's that going on then.
Funny thing about this team is because, and even as we sit here and talk, nobody really knows what's going to happen with this team when it comes to who's going to be here and the players and the free agency and all that stuff. But especially for you, Emil, you just want to come in and make yourself a part of the conversation here. Not have people talk about, not have people decide what you're going to do. Decide it for yourself, and then have people see and believe.
I just want to go in and do my thing, you know, and play my game, and I hope I'm been able to do that. So that's the only thing I'm going to say.
Same thing with you too, right, Alexander? Even though you were here last year, as you said, last year's last year. You got to prove it all over again to try to prove it for 82 games.
Yeah, I mean, I want to play. I'm gonna play 82 game next year, and you know it's gonna be a new season. I'm gonna forget about what's happened last year. You know, it's doesn't matter if you play in Finland or a couple game in the NHL last year. It's the same thing for everybody. You know, it's new season. What I say, and you know, I'm you know it's, you're gonna have some tough time during the season, but that's you know, I mean, with the ML, you know, we can help together, you know, when we have some tough time, because we're still young, and we can learn from the, you know, the old guys who play in this league for, you know, a while. So I think it's going to be exciting. I mean, I'm really excited, and you know, first thing is I want to compete in the development camp first, and after I'm gonna back home train and get ready for a training camp.
Were there any older guys? Well, I'm sure there were, so let me rephrase this. What older guys, when you came in here at the end of the year, tried to help you, or what guys did you feel comfortable going to, you know, after you were here for a little bit, just to get advice or whatever it was from them?
Yeah, I think every player, but mostly like Nick, and you know, you know how it is. You know, he just tried to help me. Sometimes on the ice, it's some mistakes, and he just, you know, you have to. Sometimes it's tough time, but you have to learn something from the old guys. You have to learn from that. And I mean, I think I would say every guy, but Nick, I think is the most most important guys who helped me when I came here in this league. Yeah.
The one thing about this development camp is after work, at the end it ends with a 3-on-3 tournament, which is. It's usually pretty fun, and the fans pack the place to watch it. Emil, how much are you looking forward to that and getting a little bit of competition before you go home to prepare for the big training camp?
Yeah, it's going to be fun to show what I'm going for. So, I'm excited, really excited.
From the outside last year and watching this team get into the second round of the playoffs, and because I know, of course, you're paying attention, you know, what kind of things did you learn about Columbus and about this organization, even from far away?
I mean, I've been learning about this really good organization, and they're caring about everything around here, you know, in the city. We just went out skating with some kids, like, last week, I guess, and it was pretty fun to show them how to skate and, see how good they are and so on.
Well, it's great having you two guys here, and I hope you enjoy your week and have fun. And, of course, next time we talk, it'll probably be much more serious come regular camp. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Alexander Texier, Emil Bemström, two guys that are going to be given a great opportunity come training camp in September. Texier keeps on talking about his English. My English is not that good. Hashtag fake news. It's very good. And it's good to see him the way he is now. I mean, when he came in here, he was a personal guy when he came in here at the end of the regular season. But it just looks like he has so much more confidence now. And again, his experience is very, very limited, but he's comfortable. And I think that's a really important thing for a guy of his talent. Come in and be comfortable. Be yourself. And if that kind of an attitude rubs off on Bemström, or if he already has that attitude, and it sounds like he does, then that is going to be good for both of them. So two guys that are going to be watched very, very closely, not only at the 3-on-3 tournament today that wraps up development camp, but especially come the NHL camp in September. Can they do what the Blue Jackets think that they can do? Are they ready to do what the Blue Jackets think that they can do? I guess that's the real question, because it is not an easy thing. This camp that you're in right now, you're going up against other players your age, and all of a sudden you get to training camp, you're going up against men. And Bemström did play against men when he was playing in Europe. That's not an issue. But I'm talking about guys that have played in the NHL for, you know, 3, 5, 10 years. There's some different types of battles. Different types of battles that you go through in September that you don't have to go through right now. But both of these guys sound and look like they are very primed. and ready for the challenge. Let me tell you about Telhio Credit Union and the event that I'm going to be doing with them that is coming up in July. It is the inaugural Dean's Charity Steer Show. And what this is a bunch of celebrities get together and they show steer. That's right. They take a live animal out and you have to lead them and you have to, I don't know exactly everything that you have to do, quite frankly. I'm going to find out in a big way. But you've got to go show this steer. And it's all about raising money for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. I have information on my Twitter feed, at Bobby Mac Sports, for you to help out. And I hope that you will. I know how generous you are and how much into the community each and every one of you are. I'm very much looking forward to this event. It's going to be a different type of an event for me. I mean, I grew up in rural western Pennsylvania, but I didn't grow up on a farm. I had friends that had horses, never a steer. I mean, I'd been to the county fair. I know, you know, I'd been around the animals, but I didn't have to take care of them. I didn't have to show them. I didn't have to do any of that stuff. But thanks to the fine folks over at Telhio Credit Union who are helping to put on this show, they have included me, and I'm very much looking forward to it. So, again, check out my Twitter feed, at Bobby Mac Sports, and get more information on that. And thanks to the fine people over at Telhio Credit Union that have brought me into the loop on that. Well, the schedule was released earlier this week, and what we already knew was opening night, October the 4th, at Nationwide Arena. The Toronto Maple Leafs are coming to town that night. That'll be their lone appearance at Nationwide Arena. But as that schedule came out, of course, the Blue Jackets play their Metropolitan Division rivals four times. Two times at home, two times on the road. You've got the teams in the Atlantic Division that you play three times, and that alternates. You know, last year the Blue Jackets went to Tampa two times and played them one time here. This year the Tampa Bay Lightning will come here twice, and the Blue Jackets will go there once. So that is normal. Then you've got all the teams in the Western Conference that you play two times total, one at home, one on the road. So all of that stays the same. The format stays the same. The Blue Jackets, right after opening the season at home on October the 4th, have to get on a plane, take the quick hop, skip, and a jump over to Pittsburgh, and get to see the Penguins on day two of the regular season for the Blue Jackets. So that is how the first weekend begins. The Penguins are going to come here for the first time right around Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, November the 29th is the date that the Pittsburgh Penguins are coming to town. Also, the Florida Panthers are going to come here twice this year. That might be really interesting. We'll see come Monday how much more interesting it's going to be. But the Florida Panthers are going to be here twice. One of those times is going to be for the New Year's Eve game, which is pretty much an annual thing. Not quite, because I know in the 10 years that I've been here, there's been a time or two that the team hasn't played on New Year's Eve. But for the most part, they do. And the Florida Panthers are going to be the opponent on New Year's Eve this year. So you can make plans for that very early on. See, again, that's the great thing about getting the schedule, because you know, like I know what my life is like from September when training camp starts until April when the regular season ends. I know what my life is going to be like. I don't have to wonder. I just have to look at the schedule. Blue Jackets' longest homestand of the year is going to be in February from the 4th to the 10th. The Blue Jackets are going to play four games over the course of 7 days in that span of time. The longest road trip for the Blue Jackets, a five-game road trip, and that is in late March when the Blue Jackets started in Canada. Then they go to New York and finish with Tampa and Dallas. You know, we always talk about back-to-backs because it's tough. It's tough to play two nights in a row, and everybody does it, and some do it more than others. But this trip right at the end of the season has the Blue Jackets playing in Tampa one night and in Dallas the next night. And you can say to me all you want to about gaining an hour on the flight out. That is still a good, solid, in my opinion, 2.5-hour flight. And, you know, back-to-back, that's tough. And the Blue Jackets aren't the only team to do it. I know there was a team that was doing it last year near the end of the season. I want to say, for some reason, I want to say it was San Jose, but I'm not 100% sure that it was. But that is a tough one. But there are going to be tough stretches on the schedule for every team in the NHL. There's no question about that. And for the Blue Jackets, that's going to be one of their tough stretches. And it's right near the end. It's right when, you know, points are at a premium. So, again, you know, the best thing for the Blue Jackets to do, and we say this all the time, and it's so much easier to say than it is to actually get done, but get as many points as you can early. You know, the players will tell you, the coaches will tell you that the points in October and November count just as much as the points in March and April, and that's absolutely true. So you look at October, and the Blue Jackets are very right out of the gate. The first three weekends, they go back-to-back. I told you Toronto, Pittsburgh. The next weekend, Anaheim's at home. Then you go right to Carolina. And then the third weekend in October, it is in Chicago on Friday, at home against the Islanders on Saturday. So in each one of those situations, now I'm nitpicking right now, and I'll admit it, but in each of those situations, the Blue Jackets is playing a divisional opponent in the second half of the back-to-back. They get them in the second game, Pittsburgh, Carolina, the New York Islanders, on the first three games right out of the slot. But in that first month, in October, you've got Carolina two times. You've got Pittsburgh, the Islanders. You've got the Philadelphia Flyers there. So what I'm trying to tell you is that there are opportunities to get a good start going in the Metropolitan Division right away in that very first month of the season. And then they kind of get away from it. They start playing teams from the Western Conference at the beginning of November and start to get back into divisional play late in November. I mentioned Pittsburgh's here. That's a Black Friday game, day after Thanksgiving. The Blue Jackets have off on Thanksgiving, but they're at home. Well, that week, they're at home on Monday. They've got Ottawa on Monday. They've got Philadelphia on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and Pittsburgh the day after. And then they go right to the New York Islanders to play on Saturday after playing Pittsburgh. And where the Islanders game will be, I don't know. I would assume it'll be at the Coliseum because that's the way it worked out for the Blue Jackets last year. The California trip this year is in January. Many times it's in October. It is in January. It is a bit of a compacted trip in a way because you go to L.A. and Anaheim. You play them in back-to-back days, one day off, and then you're in San Jose. But then Vegas is now part of that trip, so that extends that trip just a little bit for the Blue Jackets this year. But the full schedule can be found by going to BlueJackets.com. You can also get it by checking out the Blue Jackets app, which I'm sure you have. And if you don't, you should be sure to get it because all of the information that you need is right there. Again, development camp wraps up today. 3-on-3 tournament, 4 o'clock at the Ohio Health Ice House. And the Plaza Party on McConnell Plaza just outside the Big Lots box office at Nationwide Arena will begin at 3 o'clock. Entertainment, food, drink, activities, it's all going to be there. So what a great way to spend a Friday afternoon. That's with the Blue Jackets, with their young prospects. You can spend it enjoying all the things outside, go inside, and enjoy the hockey that you are going to see. Coming up on Monday, Jody Shelley and I are going to get together for an off-season edition of the Inside Edge. Monday is July 1st. Jody will tell you that's Canada Day, and he's right. It is Canada Day, their version of the 4th of July. But it also is the opening of NHL free agency, which, by the way, can I tell you, I don't get it. I don't understand. Why would a sport that is so much a Canadian sport, they'll tell you they invented the game, they're the best at the game, and nobody else should even play the game. So they'll tell you that, but yet free agency opens on Canada Day. I don't get it. I don't understand. I never have. I don't know why they don't move it to another day. Like maybe July 2nd would be a good day. But anyhow, July 1st is Monday. It's Canada Day. It's also the day that Jody Shelley and I are going to do our off-season edition of the Inside Edge. So if Jarmo Kekäläinen is active early on Monday, we'll have plenty to talk about, and I do expect that he is going to be active. Is he going to be as is it going to be as big splash of a day as you want it to be? That I don't know. It's going to depend who's there and how much the money is going to take or how much money it is going to take to get some of the bigger name guys. You know, the biggest name guys already were Blue Jackets and still are for right now. The guys that could go somewhere else. So it'll be interesting to see. And, I talked about this a little bit on Monday. I think that the price tag for Matt Duchene has gotten extremely high. Panarin's price tag was already going to be high. Bobrovsky's was high. It was never about money with those two guys. And I'm not even saying it would be about money with Matt Duchene. But The other thing about Duchene is the Blue Jackets would have to give up another first-round pick next year to the Ottawa Senators. And it comes down to, for Matt Duchene, does he want to be in Columbus for the next 7 or 8 years? And that's not a knock on him whatsoever. It is a life decision. And it seems as though the other two guys I mentioned have made that decision already. I don't think Matt Duchene has. He will. He will decide to go somewhere. And if he winds up here, then that's great. And if he doesn't wind up here, the organization is going to go in a different direction. But I was talking to Aaron Portsline the other day over at the arena, and he made a really good point. He said the Blue Jackets didn't have Matt Duchene until the trade deadline, or right before the trade deadline, and they were supposed to be a good team before that. Now, you could say, yeah, well, not having a proven goalie and not having Artemi Panarin and all that stuff, and you would be right in saying that. But, you know, they didn't win a Stanley Cup with Artemi Panarin. They didn't win a Stanley Cup with Sergei Bobrovsky. Do they have to take a step back before they can take another step forward? I don't know. I really don't know. But we'll have better indications, I think, by the time Jody and I sit down at 7 o'clock on Monday night for the Inside Edge, which will be on the flagship station of the Blue Jackets Radio Network, 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. You can also get it through the Blue Jackets app and at BlueJackets.com. So that's what's coming up. Hope you enjoy your Friday. Hope you come out and join us for the end of development camp, for the Plaza Party, and for the 3-on-3 tournament that'll take place at the Ohio Health Ice House. Until Monday, I'm Bob McElligott. Say so long.